Latinos have the lowest COVID-19 vaccination rates of any ethnic group in Massachusetts. According to new data released by the state, just 12% of Hispanic residents have received the vaccine compared to 29% of white residents. The disparity is particularly striking in Chelsea, a city of Latino immigrants that's been devastated by the coronavirus. WBUR's Simone Rios and TBCI Saya from El Planeta newspaper visited Chelsea to understand why so few Latinos have been vaccinated. TBCI Saya has our story.
At the start of the pandemic, in a bed at Mass General Hospital, Joaquin Lush thought he was dying. A year later in Chelsea, Lush thanks God he survived, but he still doesn't feel the same.
Después que me dio eso, yo no me siento así como estaba antes.
Lush says he now gets tired and struggles to breathe every time he runs even a little. After watching friends die from the virus, he's ready to get vaccinated. But as he tried to make an appointment in downtown Chelsea last week, Lush learned he still was not eligible.
Y tal vez de la vacuna me informa, por favor.
At 59, Lush was not yet old enough to get the vaccine. But this week, he got good news. 3 months after the first shots were given in Massachusetts, the state expanded the list of occupations that qualify for the vaccine, including food industry workers like him. He's now scheduled to get a vaccine today. WBUR and El Planeta helped reveal that Chelsea was the epicenter of the coronavirus in Massachusetts before the state started releasing city-level case numbers. Cases in Chelsea have gone down from their peak this past winter, but now there is another problem. White residents are being vaccinated at nearly 4 times the rate of Hispanics, and a lot of that has to do with who's eligible under the state's vaccine rollout. Dinangeli Paulino of the nonprofit La Colaborativa in Chelsea spends her days coordinating help for people recovering from the pandemic. She says a lot more Latinos would have been vaccinated by now if the state hadn't waited so long to let grocery clerks and other essential workers qualify.
Why do we have to wait to be a priority if we are actually making sure that the state is still running? Who do you think that actually sending the fruits to the supermarkets to be on your table? Most of them are essential workers.
Also, the state vaccination priorities were designed to protect the most vulnerable first, which meant prioritizing seniors. But the senior population skews heavily white, so fewer Latinos qualify based on their age. Another factor preventing some people from getting vaccinated is fear. Elida Acuña Martinez is a medical interpreter for East Boston Neighborhood Health Center, which runs a vaccination clinic in Chelsea. As she works with Spanish-speaking patients, she has noticed most of them are coming in with doubts.
They are believing that the vaccine is not safe, that people have died from it, that there are fetal material in the vaccine, and that's against the religion because they're against abortion.
A recent poll found 37% of Latinos nationally said they would not get the vaccine, which is significantly more than other groups. Among those skeptical of the vaccine is Suyapa Perez, who practices natural medicine out of her home in Sagos. She lived in Chelsea for more than 20 years.
Con esta vacuna, yo ya puedo ir y abrazar a mis padres.
She says people in the community are not getting answers to the most basic questions about the vaccine, like whether they can get infected again or stop wearing masks. And without answers, Perez says she won't get the vaccine. Massachusetts is trying to address those concerns, and the state has invested $2.5 million in a campaign to persuade residents in multiple languages that the vaccine is safe.
Razas y etnias han recibido sus vacunas y solo han experimentado efectos secundarios leves.
A doctor says in Spanish that millions of people have received the vaccine and the only side effects were mild. Activists in Chelsea say to really make a difference, that kind of outreach needs to happen on people's doorsteps. And one local nonprofit tried to do just that. Last weekend, staff from La Colaborativa and more than a dozen doctors knocked on people's doors to address their concerns. The biggest question, when could they get vaccinated? For 90.9 WBUR and El Planeta, I'm Tibisay Sea.